Lesson 1C, Exercises 3 and 4. Speaker 1.
It's well documented that malaria is the deadliest disease on the planet, causing millions of deaths every year. Genetic editing is, to my way of thinking, one of the best ways to fight the disease because it offers a long-term solution to the problem. The disease could be completely eradicated, which would be an amazing achievement.
Speaker 2.
I can see why parents don't want their babies to be born with genetic diseases, but the problem is, if you let people interfere with nature, where will it stop? Perhaps they won't want their children to have dark hair, or need glasses, or be slightly below average height. The laws that prevent scientists from creating designer babies are getting weaker, and that is something that really concerns me. They need to be tighter. I'd imagine that medical science is developing other ways of dealing with hereditary conditions, so there really is no need to play God.
Speaker 3.
Humans have always used science and technology to improve on what nature has provided. I guess a pair of glasses was the first example of that, and later hearing aids. The way I see it, genetic science is no different. People are already using it to improve their DNA, and in 20 years' time, it will be common practice to make yourself more intelligent and healthier by editing your own genes. I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying it's inevitable. You can't stop progress.
Speaker 4.
The whole idea of gene editing is really dangerous because, to my mind, it will make the existing divisions between rich and poor even bigger. When the technology exists to create designer babies, only the rich will be able to afford it. So their children will be healthier, more intelligent and more athletic than the children of poorer people. Even today, it's been shown that about 90% of people in positions of power, whether that's politics or business, come from well-off families. But if we allow gene editing, it will be impossible for somebody from a poor family to do well in the world because they won't have all the advantages of these superhumans. The human race will split in two, with a group of super-rich people who are genetically enhanced.